Education leaders in New Orleans have unveiled their plan for revitalizing the city's schools, most of which are still closed. They were considered among the nation's worst schools even before Hurricane Katrina shut them down. And to some, the storm is a chance for reform. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Before Hurricane Katrina, there were more than 100 public schools in New Orleans with nearly 60,000 students. Today, there are just 17 schools open and some 9,000 students. And getting to that number has been a struggle.
Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. 2 minutes.
Mary Laurie is one of those fighting to revive a school system that many long ago gave up for dead. Laurie is the principal at Perry Walker High School. Walker reopened just last month as part of an association of 5 charter schools in New Orleans' Algiers section. So far, about 600 students have come back. More enroll every day, and Mary Laurie is there in the halls, shooing them to class.
Make sure he gets the class. Make sure he gets the class.
It's a couple of hours into the school day, and Laurie still hasn't taken her coat off. She's one of the veterans here in the New Orleans school system for nearly 20 years. She's seen the financial problems, schools that repeatedly fail to meet performance standards, and the state stepping in. Laurie says she was already a believer in charter schools when Katrina hit New Orleans, making them one of the few options available.
The idea of chartering is not new to me. I believe that it offers an opportunity. I'm not saying that it is the definitive opportunity, but it is a opportunity for change.
But charter schools represent just a portion of New Orleans' educational future. Laurie is one of more than 50 educators from New Orleans and around the country who've worked to develop a new vision for the city's schools. They came up with an innovative plan unlike anything that's yet been tried anywhere else in the country. Instead of a school district, the plan would create a network of schools. Tulane University President Scott Cowan, the head of the Bring New Orleans Back Education Committee, says most of the spending and educational decisions would be made not by a district superintendent, but by school principals.
We want the vast majority of money that's given to the school system to go to the schools and the principals. And we want them to have the authority and the responsibility to make some decisions and then hold them accountable for results in the end.
The plan envisions a smaller, more efficient district administration and also a different type of school board. New Orleans' elected school board has long been blamed for many of the district's problems. This plan proposes replacing the current body with a, quote, highly efficient board, but it's vague on the details. Among the plan's other highlights, a universal pre-kindergarten program beginning at age 3. Also school choice. Students could go to any school within the network. When the plan was unveiled yesterday to the public, there was some opposition, but the main reaction, such as that from community activist Karen Harper Royal, was skepticism.
I don't disagree with most of what was presented today. My concern is that this doesn't become yet another plan that gets dusty, and it doesn't become just a wish list.
Two minus one.
Very good.
In Bridget Bacchus' class at the Walker School, students aren't thinking about the future of the city's educational system. They're trying to concentrate on algebra. If the new school plan is adopted, Walker would network with other schools in Algiers and elsewhere, although it might not remain a charter school. Like Tulane President Scott Cowan, Walker Principal Mary Laurie is optimistic that the school reform plan will happen. And a key factor is the hurricane that almost destroyed the city.
For a long time, we did a disservice to students. But because of Katrina, we have an opportunity that I think we all wish for in different aspects of our life, is that if I only had a chance to, if I could redo things that seldom happened, we have that opportunity now.
As with any educational system, there are a lot of stakeholders still to be heard from before the New Orleans plan can go forward. But already a number have come out in support, including one group the plan could change or replace: New Orleans elected school board. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.